Welcome to the first hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. You know that each week I try to bring you some interesting music and otherwise. And the first hour is non-Chazonis. The second hour is strictly Chazonis. Well, how have you been? Looks like my cold is on the wane. Still perhaps another week or so, and we'll be okay. This is show number, 253 of June 23rd. My gosh, time is going by, isn't it, when you're having fun? It goes by too quickly, much too quickly. And, of course, a lot happening around the world, and we certainly pray for the three young boys who were kidnapped in Israel. It's a very sad situation, to say the least, and more about that in the future. Just a brief comment about the Klinghoffer situation. Some of you are aware that there was an opera, The Death of Klinghoffer. Well, the death, he just died. No, he had a bullet through his head, and he was thrown overboard by murdering Arabs, terrorists. And this was an opera that was slated to be shown throughout the world, 1,000 theaters. And in October, the opera is supposed to be at the Metropolitan Opera. Well, with the UN cry of the Jewish community and also hopefully the non-Jewish community, Peter Gelb canceled the screening of this in 1,000 theaters. But so far, he's planning to go ahead with the opera, and it's ridiculous. Well, it's even more ridiculous to think that somebody like Abe Foxman, who really is a non-entity in the world, it's just a paper organization as far as I could see. He's the one who negotiated with Gelb and got Gelb to give up the theater presentations, and it's okay to go ahead with the opera. Many of you know I live across the street from the Metropolitan Opera, and I'm looking forward to being out there every day with thousands of other people demonstrating against the stupidity of glorifying murderers. And if that's what Gelb wants, that's what he's going to get. You know that I'm an activist, and at least once a month, Helen and I and our group, Americans for Safe Israel, and other activist groups are out in front of the Israeli consulate, and the Iranian mission, and so forth, and letting our voices be heard. And this screams out for a massive, massive demonstration. It's very sad. I mean, to think that in this day and age, when we know that the Arabs are out there, the Islamists are out there murdering and killing, and now to justify this, to justify the killing of Klinghoffer, it's very surreal, to say the least. In any event, I guess if that's what Mr. Gelb wants to do with the Met, he has his right to do that, of course. He does have that right. Someone said to me, doesn't he have a right to do that? Yeah, well, yeah, and he'll suffer the consequences. That's what the situation is. I'm sure many of you are familiar with the situation. Okay, now, I'm trying an experiment, and Simcha, I hope that you will enjoy this. I'm going to be playing more comedy in the future, and it entails my listening to a lot of the recordings, because I've been a little lazy. A lot of the recordings are off color, and I really don't want to offend my audience, and so I perhaps took the easy way out by not playing a lot of even Myron Cohen and Mickey Katz and others who Henny Youngman, but I am dedicated to doing that because laughter is the best medicine. It really is. So Simcha, here's the experiment. Many years ago, well, it's 35 years ago or so, they came out with an album, Betty Walker, Aunt Lena, and Her Entire Family Circle. And let me just make sure. It was 1979, so it's 35 years ago. Now, many of you who are familiar with When You're in Love, The Whole World is Jewish, and The Yiddish Are Coming, those were albums that came out in the 60s. And Betty Walker is famous as the mother on The Call from Long Island, you know, where she gets the call, how she snowed in, and at the end, the wrong number, and does that mean you're not coming? Very classic. You're all familiar with that. But you're not familiar with Aunt Lena and her entire family circle. So picture this. You've got Betty Walker, and she's Aunt Lena, and this is the annual meeting of the Stiglitz Schimpf Meltzer Family Circle, held at the Beanstalk Catering Establishment. Of course, this is all a little phony here. And this is about Beanstalk from the Short Hills Caterer. My goodness. Okay. They tried to set the scene here. And what people are saying about Betty Walker, you had Sammy Davis, Joey Bishop, Merv Griffin, Victor Borge, Steve Allen, Mike Douglas, and Itzhak Perlman. They all praised Betty Walker in this particular, not only in this particular album, but in all of her comedy. So this is a 40-minute presentation, and you have to listen closely. This is not just background music. This is something that there's a lot of very, 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 very funny bits in it. And you won't get them. You won't catch them unless you're listening intently. So, without further ado, Simcha, this is first time in maybe 20, 25 years, and I'm playing the full album of Aunt Lena and the Entire Family Circle.
Please, everybody, listen. Please, everybody, in the Schimpf, Stiglitz, and Meltzer family cycle. A lot of people, Rita, please sit down. Rita, take over and sit down there. Please give me attention. Please, Maris, Martha, everybody, before the meeting starts, a lot of people got to pay the dues. Come on, pay the dues. What do you want, Tato? What's the matter? Bailey, come over here and sit down and sit with me. Come on. You look like a delta. You look like a chipper there today. Bailey, that operation, you look so wonderful for that operation. No, don't worry, Bailey, there's plenty of room here. Come on, Ethel, pull yourself in. You're sitting like an airplane. Put yourself in. Well, you see, Bailey? No, that's not gossip. That's all tense. Huh? Yeah, she's a widow this year. Yeah. Don't say oi, Bailey. Better this way. Because if her husband would have lived, she would have killed him. I'm done. Don't cry like that, children. Mothers, please take the children. Please. What's your name, young boy? Huh? Also Jeffrey? I like that. Another Jeffrey we got here. Mr. President, no man, please start the meeting. Because we're sitting here too long already. You know, Ma, I'm thinking for nothing. You remember when our girl granddaughter, she was a little girl, what was she, 8 and 10 years old? So I would say to them, you know, bring her over to her, since daughter with the son-in-law, let her know the family, this and that. So since with the daughter, with the son-in-law, they used to say, no, we don't take her with family, we want a daughter, she should know culture, you know. So they say in the weekends, we take her to the museums, you know, she should know something good, in operas, with concerts, even what in the house, paintings with a big statue that she should live every day with the culture. So the daughter grew up, and from all the culture, she opened up a bakery shop. In the big statue that she had, she put that in the window to all the cookies. So what do you think? Yeah. What's the matter? No, there, that's not fancy. Ethel, that's not fancy. That's absolutely not fancy. That's not fancy. That's fancy. Can you believe that? A lot of people still didn't pay the dues here. Ank didn't pay the dues. In Gregory and Alisa and Daniel Phillips didn't pay the dues. Oh, why are you talking? What? Why are you saying Baylor? No. Fritzi looks beautiful, not by me. She should better be ashamed. A woman 79, 83 should come to a cousin's club with the dungarees in rhinestones? Ethel, don't tell me Fritzi not 79, 83. Bailey, 20 years ago, Fritzi's daughter had that change of life, so what are you talking? Ethel, who made the fish? Dora made the fish? I got such a heartbreak from this fish. Every year she makes that fish, and I forget, and I eat that fish, and she laying on me like a stone. little boy, don't do that with the soda water bottle. Jeffrey, don't do that. Don't do that. That's a nice little girl. Put your soda water bottle away and go run in the halls. Sit down, George. Shelley, please sit down if you're going to start. What you say, Ethel? Please, Norman, forget with Gladys and the family. But, you think Fritzi got a good figure? No. Fritzi loses for megawation. Yeah. She's very lucky. Yeah. Fritzi, that I know, is fighting with her husband now 48, 52 years. Till now she's fighting enough. No, Baylor, that's not normal. Because he's dead 27 years. She fights with his picture. I won't send with her to Saratoga. Right away, she takes down the picture on the desert. A lot of people never see it again. A lot of people got to pay here the dues. Julie Rubenstein already didn't pay maybe 6 years, $6.20, and he don't pay the dues. Baron Rasmus Stiglitz, only I forgot, Mr. President, Norman, my friend says got the letter from letter rest in peace, Nellie Miller's family. Yeah. Francis, give Norman the letter is only the sponge cake in the attache case. Yeah. Doddle, she is such an axe. She sent a condolence card to Nellie Miller's family from the family cycle. Listen for the knocks. So Nellie Miller's daughter called Elsie, and she said, Elsie, thank you very much for the condolence card. You know what that accent said to her? She said, don't mention it, this was my pleasure. You know, Fritzi, we got here today, she must be 2.5 dozen Jeffreys. What do you say, Fritzi? What do you say? That's for Milty. Fritz and Joseph. But if Uncle Yossel, let him rest in peace already, would get up and see that from his one Uncle Yossel, we got 2.5 dozen Jeffreys, he wouldn't believe it. What do you want, Benny? Nah. Nellie Miller, Benny, was 94, 97. The daughter said 92. But don't tell me no, I bet. I'm already 81, 84. And when I was a little girl, Nellie Miller was already married with a baby, so what are you telling me now? She could have lived yet a couple years. Her grandson is a specialist in this sickness. You remember, Eleanor, that Nellie is a brother Irving. His children never called her. They never come to see her. You know what I mean? So, Jenny, get away from the fish. Dora made the fish. Bytram, get away from the fish. Naomi, don't eat that fish. They're gonna lay like a stone. She made the whole fish with buffalo, with carp, not even a... not a piece, no white fish, no pike, nothing. With an old bread, get away from the fish. Charlie, get away from the fish. Bite it. Get away from that fish. You're going to lay like a stone. Dora made the fish again this year. So Benella is in the hospital, you hear? You know he's brought in a basket. You know, Michael, the basket that, you know, you come with fruit, with candy, with a ribbon, with scissors. You know that basket. So when the nice brought in the basket, Nella said, who sent this basket? So they tell her, Irving's children. Irving's children sent me a basket? If Irving's children sent a basket, then that means that I am dead. Because Irving's children don't send the basket if you're living. They only send you the basket if you're dead. And from the excitement, she died from the basket. Who's this little boy here? Kukela, I love you. You should say, isn't he cute? He got the 2 hands, he melted with chocolate. And he wants to make me nice. Wait a minute, sweetheart. There, point your mother. That's your mother? Valerie, sweetheart, take him and wash him his hands because he's smearing me out my stockings with the dress. All right. So, Minnie, you remember Nellie Miller had blue velvet furniture. Sally, how long ago you made that plastic covers? 43, 45 years. Absolutely. You know something? You know that in 45 years, Nellie Miller never sat down once on the blue velvet? That's cool. Please, everybody, Michael and
this is Charlie. In case you're not getting used to this, this is a monologue. She really is not at a family circle. It's just Betty Walker speaking as if she is there, and they fill in with audience applause and laughter and so forth. Anyway, this is very, very classic, and I hope you're enjoying it. You have to get used to her accent, but once you do, I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. Back to Betty Walker, Aunt Lena, and the entire family circle.
Please, everybody, Michael and Francine didn't pay the dues in Joshua, in Rachel Sarah didn't pay the dues. You know, my feet hurt me so bad today. In you know, just now I saw that Elsa, she's such a nut. And she starts to show me pictures from one grandson. He is in a bathtub, in without a bathtub. So I say, Elsa, please, my feet is hurting me so terrible. Why you showing me picture? Here is your grandson standing in front of me. She said, please, Lina, he looks much better on the pictures. Ever saw such an axe in your life? Bibi Cole, you didn't hear that story, but so don't talk yet. So what happened is, Bibi called up Norman, the president, and she said, listen. She said, Norman, forget about it. I am finished with the family. So Norman told her, don't do that, Bibi. After all, we're a family tree. So she said, you're a family tree, Norman? She said, listen, do me a favor, she says, cut my branch from that family tree. You ever hear an axe like that? So then, what happened is, she's mad because we didn't let our daughter, she's a soprano, she told us, finish the song that she started to sing last year to the family cycle. Because she was screaming so much that the caterer, he wanted to call a fire engine. He didn't know what happened. So Bibi tell that caterer. She said, we're gonna make my daughter a big star. So he said, his name is Katz. We don't go there anymore for this. He said, listen, lady, I don't care what you're gonna make her tomorrow, but today, make her to shut up. Bibi said, you ignoramus, you? She said, my daughter is a better singer than Barbara Streisand. She said, Barbara Streisand needs a microphone, but not my daughter. She sings without a microphone. Go put that away. Go ahead, Bailey, put that jar away. Put that jar away. No, you know what she's doing? No, she's showing everybody the gold stones that they took from her in the operation. Nobody wants to see. Why don't you take the gold stones and make a jewelry from that ring? Heather, come over here. Donnie the fish. All right, sweetheart, Donnie gonna lay on you like a stone, huh? Ethel, when Charlotte with her husband was here, you kept telling him that he lost 50 pounds from last year. So I give you a kick. And you said again, he lost 50 pounds, and I kick you again. Why didn't you listen to my kick? He didn't lose 50 pounds from last year. Yeah, I'm 100% sure, Bailey, because this is a different husband than she had last year. Well, you want, Heather? Well, you want, Heather? My friend said he'll take you. My friend said, no, she told me, Ethel, Heather was married, yeah, one time. No, she was married with a big shot comedian. And, no, that comedian doesn't mean to tell you jokes and then you leave from that. So, she told me, she said, Intline, I was married, she said, to this big shot comedian for 4 years. And she said, in Clina, in that whole 4 years, I never left. So she got a divorce, and that's... Don't say, oi, Baylor, wait a minute. God bless the ladies with the women's liberation. That's right. But no, I say when you get married, that's like when you buy a chicken. You buy a bad chicken, don't swallow that. Spit it out. And God bless the young girls with the liberation. When I would have a female liberation, would I stay married with that? Is it 54 years? Oh, no. My husband sure married a horse. That's right. Because a horse you give to it, you cover with a blanket, and that's enough. He don't talk, he don't go. Don't tell me I got children from this. What I got from the children, huh? What? I awake 4 o'clock in the morning with the newspapers, with the barrels, with the... Don't tell me that's what I got from the children. What? For Mother's Day, they gave me a pocketbook? A pocketbook, and that's what I got. This Mother's Day, my husband comes, meet a wife. I see her, she's carrying a box. So I say, Felicia, What you got in that box? She says to me, surprise. So I say, what's the surprise? She said, I got you a pocketbook with 8 zippers. I said, Felicia, I said, you married to my son 12 years, and in my closet I got 12 pocketbooks still in the boxes from you. Every year, don't give me my Mother's Day diploma a pocketbook. That's right. Get away from the fish. David, Bronzy, Maureen, get away from the fish. Dora made the fish, you're gonna lay like a... No, that's your old buffalo and cap she put in it. Faggy, get away. No, Faggy, what's with Faggy? What's with Faggy? What pleasure she got from her children that she's working since she's 10 years old? No, her daughter lives very far. So last week she called me, she told me she went to the house, the daughter's house. First of all, she says the grandson is standing with a hi-fi. And he got the rock and roll, but loud rock and roll. So she says, sweetheart, hello, Sanford. I'm your grandmother. His eyes straight ahead, like an automobile with lights. He don't see her. So she said, can you tell me where the mother and father is? She turns around. There is the son-in-law. He's laying like a pretzel in the television set with a football game. He don't know he's living anymore. Now she goes to the daughter's room. She just touched the door. Comes a red light. And they start to yell, do not enter mother's room. Do not enter mother's room. Faggy said, what are you talking? Why can I enter mother's room? They said, because mother is meditating. Faggy took a pocketbook. She went home. That night, the daughter called. She said, mother, where were you? We were waiting for you. She said, I was there, sweetheart, but nobody was home. No, man, please start the meeting. With the family, because she just called up. Now, what happened is, the son-in-law, my husband just told me, the son-in-law, with the directions, he knew a shortcut. In this shortcut, he just called us there in Poughkeepsie. And he said, there is a parade in Poughkeepsie today. So forget about Gladys with the family. Sally Libby is his sister. That's his younger sister. She called from Chicago. What happened? No, it's better now with her husband. Yeah, for like 35 years, he was running around with the ladies, and it was terrible. You know, God helped her. Yeah, he got sick. Yeah. And from this sickness, you don't die. You get scared, but you don't die. So he got religious from the sickness. He prays all day long. Don't ask what. So, no, Libby called me to tell me what happened. Our daughter, the younger one, she's already married 2 times. And I don't think she's finished yet, no. So she called Libby and she said, mother, I have something to tell you. She said, mother, you hear this? Freddy. She said, mother, I am not Jewish anymore. So Libby said, what happened? You had an accident? So the daughter said, don't make a joke, mother, we can wait it. No, they can wait it to mother called out. Wait a minute, wait. She said, you know, wait a minute. Did you know unicorn? No, wait a minute. Frenchie, what that thing that Libby's daughter, Unitarian. Ethel, this is like, no, my Francis told me. The Unitarian, this is just like Jewish, but without Moses. Isn't that something? All right, now all the children. Children, we're gonna have a parade and we're gonna give out the balloons. And Aunt Lynn is gonna give you balloons, we sign the pennies, cowboy hats, and handkerchiefs from the restaurants. Today, get away from the fish. Why not? Michael, get away from the fish. Yeah, Dora made the fish. Don't need that fish. They're gonna lay like a stone. She made the whole fish with buffalo, with carp, not even out. Not a piece, no whitefish, no pike, nothing. Need an old bread. Stella Stiglitz, get away from the fish. Young man, Scotty, come and help me, sweetheart. Will you help me with the balloon, sweetheart? Yeah. Ah? Do me a favor, come here, sweetheart. I didn't hear what you said, sweetheart. Talk a little louder. Voices. Why you say I died of white like that? Helen, you heard what he just said to me? You know what the children hide on the walls? Come over here, Scott. Tell that white to Baylor what you just said to me. Go ahead. You hear that? You hear that, little? Would you believe I died of white to say? I don't think, Scott, your father would like that. He knows what you said. Where is he? Dr. Kaufman, you heard what you said? He don't bother you, Dr. Kaufman? Wait a minute, doctor, I beg your pardon. I know you're a doctor. I know you're a psychiatrist. Just a minute. That's not right. Excuse me, doctor. What do you mean what I did to trigger him? So what does that mean? You're telling me I started that? I called him sweetheart. Wait a minute, doctor. You could tell me in my eye that when your son say a word like that, and you tell me that's healthy that he said that? Oh, excuse me, doctor. You're a doctor? Excuse me, doctor. A doctor like you, we should call mister. Absolutely. Ethel, give me a pill. I don't care, sweetheart. Any color, give me a pill. Dr. Kaufman, take a piece of fish, Dr. Kaufman. Take a big piece of fish that will help you, doctor. Very healthy for you. A lot of people still didn't pay the dues here. Eunice and Zay Meltzer, Blossom and Teresa and Zell, Eberhard. What's the matter? Valerie? No, that is Hank over there. That's it, your son. Hank, yeah. He's an accountant. What? Why even? Hank! Valerie, that's Kit's mother. She wants you're an accountant. She said she got a question. She wants to know that from 2 pounds of potatoes, how come she gets 8 pounds of garbage? So, Mr. President, what I want to tell you is that Fanny Bowman sent back the wedding present. Yeah, because she got married, but she only lived with him for an afternoon. They got a separation. What happened, Bowman, is like this. So I said, Fanny, before you marry, you're 84, he's 87, 87 Sally, and he's still ice skating. Wait a minute. Fanny, before you get married, don't be ashamed and ask him to show you his medication. She got mad. They got married. That night, the bridegroom took out the wicks and started to rub the neck. No, you know that, Freddy, that wicks, that vapor rub? Yeah. And that night, 4 o'clock in the morning, they called from the hospital that the mother was in an oxygen tent from his wicks. The doctor said, you better get away from this man because he's going to kill her with the wicks. So instead of parade, children, we're going to give the balloons and everything. So then after they found out that the only reason this man, the ice skater, married Fanny is he couldn't reach himself in the back to rub himself with the wick, so he married her. She should rub. No, she was only very aggravated that he made her to sell the first husband Schiffro. You understand? But there was such an aggravation just now. Millie and Debbie, it's such a fight in the lady. They were like, no, what happened is this. Debbie said, Millie, she said, I want to bring my lady dog to your house, please, to meet your boy dog. Why they should have some babies? So Millie told Debbie, I can't let your dog be with my dog because my dog is a champion with papers. Debbie started to cry. And sure enough, just now Debbie crying. So I said, Millie, why didn't you let your dog make a baby? So then she said, Aunt Lena, this is my husband's business. People bring lady dogs from all over the United States, that all dogs should be the father from the babies. So I say to her, in this is your husband's business? This is a big business, Steve. You know what they told me? Fagin's daughter Emily told me that there is a horse that people pay millions of dollars that this horse should be the father for their lady horse babies. Some people, they're lucky. My son got married. I had to pay for the liquor. They were all day. Oh, here is Kit again. He's back again. Kit, did you wash your hands? You still got the chocolate there. And I got that in the... I want to kiss you. I love you, too. Now you got a hand full of chocolate, me the mouth full of chocolate, and you... No. Don't talk. You're spritzing me with the chocolate. It's making a fudgicle for me. Bye, Van Peter. She's a mean person, that Claire. Don't tell me that, Sally. I mean, didn't pick out Claire, that rotten cow. No. What happened is, when Iman came to America, a young boy without a mother, without a father. So, please, Michael, finish with the pictures. Robert, finish with the pictures already. So, what happened is, Iman, he was working in a fruit store. And he slept at night on the floor in the fruit store. One night, a policeman is shaking him. And the policeman takes him. He said, Lynn, I was so scared. He was putting on his pants in the street. And he took him to where the rotten cow was living with the mother. Wait a minute. They come in. The mother said, Iman, she said, before I die, you better swear to me in front of these policemen that you're going to marry my daughter Claire, because she said, I want to rest in peace. He suffered with this lady for 35 years. Just a minute. Please, Robert, finish with the pictures. Norman, start the meeting already. How long are we going to sit here? So one day, he's suffering like that. He's watching television. He's a professor. He starts to tell that people, before they die, he said, that's terrible, that they make another person to swear to them a promise that they're going to do something that they don't want to do. The professor said, this is blackmail. I deny this. He got a suitcase. He said goodbye to you and your mother, the blackmailer. And he's living now in a condominium. Beautiful. He got the videos from all over the United States. They're all cooking for him. And he said, Lena, he said, every time, he said, I think I can get over that, that mother, the blackmailer, is there for 35 years, resting in peace, and that I am here for 35 years, dropping dead. He said, this brings the... Everybody, please, children, get on the line. We're gonna give you the balloons and the shiny pennies and everything with the handkerchiefs and the cowboys. And Henny, so what happened with you? You gonna move or you gonna paint? Ah, you painting? What happened to just a second, little girl? Here's for you three balloons in three... You should see what this one is eating. She's eating chopped liver with apple strudel together. Would you believe that? And it's good, Mama Lee? Okay, enjoy it. What happened with Lottie? When her mother would see that, the mother... No, the mother is with the health food and everything. Yeah, when she... Our mother, you go to her house to eat, you got to bring a prescription. Yeah. Oh, don't ask. Did you hear from Goldie and Lottie? Don't ask. They were like two sisters. Oh, I better not to talk. What happened is Lottie needed for her mouth a new top in a bottom plate. So Lottie went to Goldie's son, the new dentist. So when Lottie came home from the dentist with the new top and bottom, so the daughter tells the mother, open your mouth. She opened the mouth. The daughter said, mother, what did it do to you? So Lottie said, what do you mean what it did to me? She said, mother, it gave you a whole mouth with chiclets. Started with chiclets. So, what do you want, sweetheart? You know what this is? This little girl, you want how many balloons? I give you four balloons. This is Charlie and by this little grandchild. She's 6 years old. She's, why are you crying, sweetheart? Why are you crying? You wouldn't believe this. You know why the six-year-old is crying? She broke up with a boyfriend. That's from television. They make them 6 years for the two now. All right. Why you broke up, sweetheart? His mother? You see that? That's how the mother-in-law starts. His mother. You see that? What happened? His mother made him take a nap and she got mad and they broke up. Can you believe that? Please, everybody, who didn't pay the dues yet, please figure out how much you owe and we're going to start the meeting right away. Oh, look who just walked in. Annie, I can't believe that. I can't believe that Hansi, that you can, huh? Would you believe she's 80 years old? What happened is, all children surprise her for her birthday, 80 years old, with a new apartment. You know how that is. So, no, she got 4 children, and 1 son is a big shot, is a computer big shot. So they brought her into the new apartment, and everybody was singing happy birthday. And Annie started to cry. What do you want? Annie, go eat. There's a lot of things there. Annie, don't eat the fish. Don't tell Dora. Go eat the fish. So go eat. Go. Rabbit, take a picture for Annie. So the next morning, she called the daughter. She said, Sandra, please, I want my old apartment. She said, please, Sandra. She started to cry. I wanna go back where I push my own button in the elevator. So the daughter kept saying, call your son Melville, he's the big son. So the secretary told Annie, he's busy on the telephone, he's in the long distance, this and that. One day, she called the secretary and he said, you better bring my son here right away. You tell him emergency. He came right away, he's running with a doctor. She said, no. She said, I'm not sick. That's when the son got mad with Annie. He said, why are you nagging me, mother? He said, I buy you the best. He said, I bought you a best apartment. I buy you the best dresses and the best furniture. So Annie said to him, you keep quiet. She said, you're not talking to one of your computers. And don't you tell me anymore what you buy me. She said, because when you were a little boy, and when you in the middle of the night would cry, mother, mother, did I walk in your room and write you a check? She said, I gave you a hug. I gave you a kiss. She said, I'm crying with her because she gave me the... No, I'll tell you why she ran away. The computer big shot, his son also ran away, Gina, come on. In California. A commune, Baylor, that's like a bungalow colony. Yeah. So that's what they took. Grandmother goes to a commune, and that's what in the news and everything. You start in the meeting, Norman. That's good. All right, Norman, please, Mr. President, I have an announced. Don't tell me parliamentary procedure, Norman. I used to diaper you. Just a minute. First of all, Norman, I want to announce that we have 22 cemetery plots reduced half price from people who don't want to come back. And then Sophie Schneider sent a letter. She's donating to the Sunshine Committee her cemetery plot. Free and clear, we should use it for a door prize. No, she told us she wants better to lay with her second husband, and she's right. And then, wait a minute, Nathan. Nathan, don't talk in the cemetery, because you made all the trouble. Oh, yeah. Just a minute, Nathan. Don't tell my husband he's wrong. This is not just a second, Nathan. Don't tell me that. You gave me the lighter location. Shut up, Izzy. I'm talking. 54 years you didn't talk. Don't start now. No, you put my Izzy next to Sam Stiglitz. My Izzy didn't like Sam Stiglitz when he was living. So why should he lay with him when he's dead? He don't want that. You know, wait a minute, Norman. Also, Sophie Schneider said that whoever gets a cemetery plot, they should use it in good health. Then, I want to make a resolution, Mr. President. After all, I'm the oldest heir in the family cycle. We don't know whether I'm going to be here next year. Don't laugh, Robert. I don't like that. Big shot. In Vienna, but you know, I love everybody, but Vera and Clint is gonna be here next year. We don't know that. So, next year, if I'm going to live and I'm going to be well, Mr. President, I want to make a resolution. But next year, Dora, I'm going to make the fish.
Okay, now that was rather different, and I don't know, I hope you're still listening, because that was quite a monologue. Imagine that she goes for almost an hour, and touching on all the foibles of our people, many of them to say the least. Anyway, Betty Walker as Aunt Lena, and that's from an album from 1979, which is 35 years ago. 35 years ago. Okay, we have time for some Duo Reim selections. We'll begin with Pete Cooley. Coming up with Eshet Chayil.
Eshet Chayil mi mitza, rachok mi pnini michera, batach balel bala, shalar lo yetza. Malat chukto velo ra, kol yemei chayeh Ardar shat semer ufishti, katas bechefetz kapea Hayta yoniot socher, mimerchak tavir lachma Vatakom beon laila, vatit et terech leveita vechok lenarotea Zanem asade vatikachehu, mipri chapea nat achare Chagra beod motneh, batea metrotea. Lai, 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 la, la, lai, la, la, lai, חופה מתורת חסד על לשון הצופי על יצחות ביתה ולחם עצלות אותו חי קמנו בניה וישרוה בעלה הבית יעלה לרבות בנות עצובה היא ואת עלית על כולנה שקר אחריהם בעבר היופי שיירה השם
Okay, we're listening to the duo Rayim, and the album is Singing Mudgets. We have time for perhaps one. How do you like that, Betty Walker? Listen, you've been giving me a lot of feedback, and I will be playing more comedy situations. Not situations, but I know I have, as I mentioned, a lot of... Henny Youngman and others. I'm just going to have to make the effort to listen to them and to edit them. Okay, Simcha, you got me going. This is Duo Rayim with Kol Tzohala.
Sefateinu asteranena, kol sahala verina, sefateinu asteranena, kol sahala verina, sefateinu asteranena, kol sahala verina, sefateinu asteranena, aha, anashem, anashem, oshiana, aha.
Okay, Duo Rayim, and we have time for one more. This is the Mudgets medley. La 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 Well, the cold is almost over, not quite. In any event, thank you for joining with me on this show number 253. We'll be experimenting a little more with the first hour, and always appreciate your feedback, and thank you for your comments and encouragement. So stay tuned for the hour of Chazanis coming right up. Shalom.